The Holy Gospel according to John. A man named John was sent from God. He came for testimony, to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to testify to the light. And this is the testimony of John. When the Jews from Jerusalem sent priests and Levites to him to ask him, "Who are you?" he admitted and did not deny it, but admitted, "I am not the Christ." So they asked him, "What are you then? Are you Elijah?" And he said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." So they said to him, "Who are you, so we can give an answer to those who sent us? What do you have to say for yourself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying out in the desert, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as Isaiah the prophet said." Some Pharisees were also sent, and they asked him, "Why then do you baptize if you are not the Christ, or Elijah, or the prophet?" John answered them, "I baptize with water, but there is one among you whom you do not recognize, the one who is coming after me, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to untie." This happened in Bethany across the Jordan, where John was baptizing. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Prophet Isaiah is talking about that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to bring glad tidings to the lowly, to heal the brokenhearted, and to proclaim the liberty to captives and release to the prisoners, to announce the year of favor from the Lord and day of vindication by our God. Rejoice in the Lord always. Rejoice is the second reading. And that is what we hear in the first and second reading. Rejoice, because the Christ is coming to save us soon. Christ is saving us. And that is what we have candle represents, the Rose Sunday, reminding us that we are very close to celebrate. So rejoice in hope, in expectation that we are coming to celebrate that reality, that God intervenes the enemy occupied territory. And yes, everybody was knowing that I am seeing the mass today. So yeah, number is very big number today. I don't know why. Yeah, did I scold you or I don't know. But yes, it seems big number today. 50 people, yes, maybe I was trying to count. Beside I counted this 30 altogether till this side, 30, maybe other 20, so 50. Yeah, 50. So I don't know what is happening in politics or in games or whatever. But yes, yeah, it is a very less number today. But anyway, God. Yes, God is calling us. He is still shining in the darkness. He is, no matter whether you will come to church or not, but He is there as a light of the world. He will again speak to our hearts. He will speak to our hearts. So if we cry out to God to help when we suffer a crisis or a trauma, He is there. When we are pleading to Him, how much more must people whose very way of life continued in their crisis, like those Israel and Palestine, the fight is going on and they are in such a misery. They are constantly, some people are seeking and in crisis, asking God, "Come to help us, come to help us." So there are some situations today in the world that we know is cannot understand, unbearable. People who are oppressed, people who are trying to bring their children up to the neighborhood where there is crime and drugs and all kind of situations. People who are physically and mentally challenged, people who are suffering all kinds of pains and afflicted upon them by their unfaithful spouse, dishonest business partner, wayward adult child, people who are hungry for food and cannot be found, who need medicine they cannot be received, and all kind of chaos and crisis we can feel today in the world. And that is the news. If you open the news, yes, it is right and left. All those kind of things are happening. Some people can completely misuse the freedom, and that can be happening all around. But again, rejoice in the Lord always. That is what our readings are inviting us to experience. There are so many of you do very wonderful work of your love and generosity, and many ways you are able to become the light of the world in your own ways. And that is our one baptism is taking place today, is the light of God. Is the light of God that shines. The light is light, it will shine, and darkness will disappear. And light is light, and that is the light we celebrate. Though it can be pitch dark, but one candle light. These days we see the light in every houses. What is the purpose? Yes, not to decorate only, but to dispel the darkness, fight against the darkness. And that is what we see, that yes, we dispel the darkness with the light. Whatever light you show, your love and generosity, and that is the light. You show your love and charity, that is the light. And today, yes, wherever, yes, we know there is no hope, we show our hope, our prayer, our love, our understanding, there is the light. So all kinds of lights we decorate in our houses, but yes, he is inviting us to ponder that reality of light who inspires us all the time, who dispels the darkness all the time, and that is what we are preparing. So certainly we are fortunate. Yes, there are so many people today in the world who are working for the good of humanity. There are so many people who are working for charitable institutions, and yes, some members of here also in Christian community, FCOC, yes, some members are here who are able to contribute their talents and gifts, their money and other kinds of gifts. And that is the light. That is the charity. That is the light that is shining everywhere. So whoever able to do that kind of thing, that is amazing. That is great. In a world level, certainly it is. There are so many institutions in Europe and in America, and we all of us know that there are so many people involved with that kind of values where they can dispel the darkness. Yes, I was aware because I was writing projects for the diocese where I came from. Like there is Misericord for Germany, there is MIVA for Spain, there is Manus Unidas for Spain, again MIVA and Missio, Church in Need, and all those ABOs, all kinds of, there are charitable institutions in a big level that here also in the church that, yes, our Lisa has started to give for those people who are in need in foreign countries. So that kind of, there are so many organizations all over the world, and there are random act of kindnesses happening everywhere, and that is the light. And that is the light when we are talking about the light, how he comes to enlighten the whole world and give witness of our faith, his presence in the world. So there are random act of kindness which you have not seen, but yes, you have done many acts of charity, many acts of kindness to the whole world, everywhere which you even do not see. Those are the lights. Today is the main theme is John the Baptist. Who is becoming the witness? Who is preparing the way of the Lord? He is the main thing. And he is the first apostle. He is the martyr. He received the martyrdom because he wanted to give witness of his faith. He is the first one. And rest of the saints continue to become witnesses to the gospel all over the world. And that is, he is the first one to give witness. And that's why the gospel, who is John the Baptist? They say, in today's gospel, tells us everything we need to know about him. He is the one who was sent to give testimony. He was sent In the original Greek word, apostelion, apostle, he was sent to give testimony. The word here in the original Greek is martyrius, so martyr, John the Baptist is the martyr. Apostle and martyr, John was the first apostle. He was the first one sent to proclaim the presence of Jesus Christ. He was also the first Christian martyr. He was there to give baptism. John was the first one to give testimony to the truth of Christ among us. He paid with his life for his testimony to truth. And that is what we call John the Baptist. We are called to be apostles and witnesses like him. And that is what today in the world we are invited. And that's why he strengthens us that how we giving witness of our faith life. Our faith life each and every day when we see the chaos and crisis all over the world today. There are so many people who are preparing for Christmas, but it is just a pagan celebration, can be. It is just a celebration of materialism, celebration that only where spirituality is rejected and the devil is dominating the whole world. They claim that Christ does not exist, and if he ever exists, he has no power. And that is the world today we live. And that's why we have so many people here today, so less people. Because yes, materialism and other things are dominating, crippling them. Power of evil is crippling. So yes, they reject Christ. They reject his cross and find themselves incapable of putting sacrifice for others before their own selfishness. They demand that all mention of Jesus be taken out of Christmas. They refer to Christmas as a gifting season. The reason of the season is Jesus. But yes, everywhere we see only the gifting. They want us, the feast of Christ's presence among us, to become the exact opposite of the whole purpose of God's plan of salvation. He came into this world, became a vulnerable baby, but they reject. They act, they celebrate, but they reject the purpose, why it is. And that is what we feed today, the Christmas model, models their lives today, and then they feel shallow, empty, meaningless, and they hide be hurting, and they are hurting each other. They are hurting one another. And that is what we see in the news. That is the whole war and fighting against one another. This news to that news to this news is a fight. Because, yes, there is not the light, there is darkness. The world that rejected Jesus Christ needs witness of his presence. The world needs John the Baptist to point out who he is. We are called to that witness. And that is our what witness we are being asked. And that can be only possible for me and for you, that how we live our hope, how we feel that Holy Spirit is leading you and me, not only just acting from outside, but deep inside, what is challenging? Deep inside, I'm really pure and honest to honor and glorify God. I'm able to try to be living that life or just a hypocrite? And that is our question. Yes, the world has rejected Jesus Christ, need witness to his presence. And through you and me, that is the witness. So how we are helping, how we are generous, how we are kind, how we are humble, how we are able to support, and how we are able not to become judgmental and negative in our lives. And that is what he's inviting us, and which is not easy. Which is not easy without the grace of God, without his power. It is only his Holy Spirit when we are able to say, Lord, I'm sorry. So I really admire and appreciate for confessions those who are able to come, because when they come, they are pleading to God. They are pleading to God. I'm sorry, Lord. I know these things I do not want to do, but I do. I do. I cannot get out of it. But when they say, they are humbling themselves before God. The mercy of God is pouring upon them. The Holy Spirit is pouring upon them. And that is the purity of heart. Though we fail often, though we can be crippled by all those emotions of anger, hatred, prejudice, and even bigotry, and all kind of things are there that they can cripple us. And that's why we come to God. He comes to free us. He wants to give the freedom. He wants to give us that freedom that we have, the humble and pure and holy heart. And that is the way we come to worship and honor and glorify our God. And that is the whole needs. When there is purity in heart, inside, deep within, then only we can go and heal the world all around us. The light will dispel the darkness. So that is what the witness means. And it is you and me that God trusts in, you and me. And as we come, as we continue to come to Him, He strengthens us. And that is our Christmas celebration. That is our preparation. That is the meaning of rejoice. When we say rejoice in the Lord, when we come to Him. When we come to Him, He fills us with His grace. So let us be grateful. Prepare ourselves. Continue not to be people of darkness, be crippled by the power of evil, but again be grateful for His gift of faith, gift of nourishment and nurture, and the sacraments which we receive, the prayer we do, that makes us light, to become the light of the world. So how wonderful when we see these lights today, we remind ourselves, we ourselves are light of the world. We ourselves are the light of the world. And how, with the grace of God, we become the witnesses like John the Baptist. He certainly invites us even to become martyrs, and those who are fortunate, they will become the martyrs as well. But yes, let us be grateful, rejoice that He comes, no matter the devil can dominate everywhere, but Jesus will conquer the world. He is the light of the world. It may take time to understand for many people, but yes, He will dispel the darkness, and that is our hope, and that is our faith. And that is in that faith, yes, grace would be baptized. Yes. So let us be grateful. Continue to ask the grace of God. I am talking about grace. Her name is Grace. Yes. Okay. Thank you. Let us be grateful. Rejoice in the Lord always as we celebrate and as we are preparing to come to celebrate Christmas.